code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on July 17th, 2009. Newcomers should look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. And on the front page, you'll see the latest shows I've done for download. Go into the archives. You can download to your heart's content of hundreds of talks I've given on the past, where I try to give you the shortcuts to understanding the big picture. And on the front page, you'll also see all the other sites I have. You should bookmark these because I have trouble with the main servers once in a while. I expect more in the future. And regardless, if you pick one of those other sites, you might find it easier to download. When so many thousands are going into one site at the same time, you can get sticking problems, all that kind of problem. And this bypasses it when people are using different sites to download the same stuff. So you can go into cuttingthrough.jenkins.com. You also see cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca, Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. The latter one has the same audios as all the rest, but it also has written transcripts in the different languages of Europe for download and print up. And remember, this is probably the only show out there where the listeners bring me to you, because I don't ask for money from any of the shows I'm on. I certainly could, but this gives me more leeway to say things I want to say by not really being responsible to advertisers, say. The advertisers you hear on this show pay the company RBN directly. That pays for their time. That pays for their airwaves. It pays for the satellite. Pays for all the bills, etc., and technicians that they have to pay out to, fork out to. So you can always help me tick along here. It just ticks along. It's amazing how it's almost gone and something will happen and somebody sends a few bucks. And it's always the same people. Thousands and thousands listen, but they're so used to getting everything for free today that they don't notice that, that anything's happened until you've gone. And that's what happens to a lot of people. They just go, you see. And that's why most folk, as I say, go with the advertisers and get paid directly. But it's up to you. You can also buy what I have for sale on the website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That'll tick over. I hope to make more DVDs shortly, in fact. If the weather clears up, it's been pouring rain for 2 months in Canada, daily. A repeater last year, after the contrails in the morning, or the chemtrails, daily rain. So you can help me out by donating as well. You see the PayPal buttons on the sites that I have. It's up to you to keep me going. And I try to stick to the facts on this show. I try to sift through what really is important amongst all the other stuff that can distract us all and worry us all, etc. But I try to show you the common thread through everything of how we're manipulated. Now, also, I need more translators for Alan Watt Sentinel.eu. So if you're interested in trying your hand, get in touch with me at alanwattcuttingthrough.com. And we'll see what we can do. It's up to you. The hardest part is starting off their first transcript. Most folks are so nervous of getting something wrong. And I tell them, you know, you have to transpose it into your own language. Nothing directly translates, you see, in the different languages. You have to transpose it in a way that's understandable. So the theme isn't lost. The message isn't lost. But you often have to do in a different sort of way. It's how you lay it out for the public to understand. So, as I say, I don't bite people's heads off. I try to encourage them. And it's surprising how fast they become as time goes on. And they get confident, too. Back with more after this break.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyou.com. That's learnthesecretstoyou.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. I was in town today, the town Sudbury, which is pretty well the same across the country. Same as these towns are all the same. Same chain stores, same pharmacies, same grocery stores, same depressed-looking people. And they're always tearing up the road. Every year, when it's supposed to be summer, I say supposed to be summer, the big contracts are given out by the guys on top to the big buddies you see in the little clubs that they belong to. And so they're always tearing up the same roads every summer. But today I noticed there was a big van there. I was wondering why they're tearing the road up. Generally, it's to widen it, and then the next year it's to narrow it, and then back and forth. And in between, they tear it up across the way. After they've tarmacked the whole thing, maybe a mile or two stretch, they start cutting it crosswise. And fixing pipes, they just never thought of fixing them before they started tearing the thing up in the first place. But these are all contracts, because they all live off government contracts, you see. That's the biggest money in the country, from federal to local. But today there was a van there, and it was to do with the closed-circuit television. And part of the logo said, it's a jungle out there. So it's all to do with law enforcement, you see, and how scary society is. Nothing happens in Sudbury. Nothing happens, you know. But society is so scary, and that's why the cops have been trained for years, to be paranoid about the public. And there they go, putting their wires all everywhere under the ground, to wire up all these hidden cameras all over the place. And I remember, too, when they started the same trick. It's the same trick, because you never get told the truth at the bottom level. The general public are just lied to constantly, that they're going to put up these cameras just at major intersections for it would help with traffic accidents and so on. And we swallow the child story, you see, and before you know it, you get used to them, and then they're putting up more cameras, and now it's across the whole place, you know. They started all this off in Britain, and I can remember the company in Britain, the CCTV cameras, that sold the whole idea to the politicians with a lot of help and lobbying and, I'm sure, money, came over to Canada, and they had a big meeting with the police chiefs in Montreal to sell the same idea across Canada, because they knew, you see, at the top. It isn't just a company out for money and business. They knew at the top of this big roller coaster we call society and progress and change is good, that they're going to bring in a totalitarian system back in the 90s. That's why, you see, in Britain, they tried to bring out the ID card for everybody in the late 90s, and the Cold War was over and nothing was happening. So people had sort of rampages about it, said no. Wendy Mesley in Canada, there's a lot of documentaries, and I think her show is called Undercurrents. She did a documentary about 98, I think it was, on the coming ID card and Big Brother and so on. And she started off the show by showing you how the clear pass was already in use. I didn't even know that. But you get this ClearPass ID, and you had to go to the police, and they did all this stuff with your digital imaging, etc., thumbprints, iris scan, and now you're a bona fide, you know, checked, cleared customer for travel. It was voluntary then, you see. And I did tape that. I did tape that show. But it was amazing, because you talked to the big CEOs. You know, the big guys with they've no neck, these CEOs, you've noticed. They don't have any necks. They're suits and ties with no necks. And she talked with this guy, they're well-fed, though. You can tell that by their paunch. And she says, what makes you think the public will take this ID card? And he said then, this is 98, they'll be given no option. That was on the show. And that's how it is, you see. We're given no option. There's a big plan always from the top, from the pyramid top down. And they never tell the public. You don't scare the children at the bottom. And they treat us like children. And we accept it. And you see, once you accept one little bit of the bait or whatever they've given you or thrown at you, you swallow the next bits and say, well, I guess, you know, I'm kind of used to the first bait, so I guess what's a problem to take the next bait? You know? That's how it works. It's incremental, and you have to accept the first part before you accept the second part. Then you'll say, well, I'm already doing this, so what's wrong with going the next step? That's how we kind of go through it in a basic, rational, sort of step-by-step manner. Most people don't think through anything. And when, about the same time as Wendy Mesley did that show, Alan Rock, who was he was the head of all law, the Attorney General for Canada, a lifer who was well known at the top. He's always had a quiet profile. It's a sort of lifelong politics up there doing the real work, you know. And he was so important at one time, in fact, that even the Beatles came over to Canada, they arranged for him to meet him. That's a bit of a pool, especially when it was a young Alan Rock in politics, who was a nobody. But he was also known as somebody that put him there. But he worked surreptitiously, quietly, all through the years. And single-handedly, as the Justice Minister, he brought forth a massive omnibus bill, anti-terror bill, by himself in the late 90s. Again, nothing's happening. Cold War's over. And there were a couple of journalists, and no more, who did say, well, what's going on here? This is martial law, this bill here, with indefinite arrest and detainment, etc., blah, 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 blah. And that was as far as it went. It was passed, ran through, and once he'd finished that job, like the good technocrat he is, he was pulled out and sent off to the United Nations to work at the top office, you see. See, we've been under this United Nations for an awful long time. Big socialist agenda. And the UN is completely socialist. It's got nothing to do. It's a private organization. It's got nothing to do with democracy. But they use democracy when they go into countries to pretend to spread it. Actually, what they're spreading is their propaganda for their agenda. It's a divide and conquer. You see? And then we have a total information network after 9/11, after the first of the many major crises, real and imaginary, that we've been hit with on a roller coaster of crisis since 9/11. The crisis of terrorism, we're going to get blown up, we're all going to get those with anthrax, and the stuff that was released at that time came from Fort Deeks, apparently, or Maryland, and that's all in the papers too. And that's never been explained. Regardless, and then we have the total information network. Well, we have to monitor every phone call, every fax, every email, and record everything. And then we've got to watch everybody, etc. Total information network. And I often say to people, what do you think total information network means? And they look at you with those lobster eyes, you know, straight out of the tank. You know, nobody home. It's like looking at an alien. Because they don't think much. The general public who are into daily media downloads, that's all it is, downloads, don't think through anything. In fact, they're not even encouraged to think. That's the school system, in fact, to be honest with you. You start off then learning not to think for yourself. You expect, you've been trained to be told everything. Then you parrot it. Just parrot, parrot, parrot. Total information network. And they weren't kidding, were they? Worldwide, interrelated systems, all integrated with each other. For really world governments. And there are no favorite countries, by the way, under world governments. Don't ever, ever think the person that you elect, that looks kind of like you, has anything in common with you. Anything in common with you. That's the big mistake people make. Never have had anything in common with you. Here's an article from Time Knots. Time Knots is from Mark Bard. July the 17th. And I'll put these links up at the end of the show on my website. This is from Boston, Government Hardware, Massachusetts, Media, etc. New England News, Policies, Police, Privacy, Security, Technology, Terrorism, Universal Hub, Wi-Fi, Wireless. Very important. So Universal Hub really is the news that Boston's languishing municipal Wi-Fi project, they're all putting in the Wi-Fi, and you all were told it was to help you get fast internet and all that stuff, maybe even free. Yeah, guess who will pay for it? It says, that is, its government-run wireless internet service has been reinvented as an ad hoc mesh network. Of course, they had no idea it was going to go like this in the first place, right? The effort initially focused on traditional wireless access points, like the ones you can see on light poles all over Brooklyn or Brookline. But organizers realized that would prove impossibly expensive, and so are now using a mesh approach in which each subscriber's computer is essentially equipped to act as an access point through a cheapo router. The result, free Wi-Fi in parts of the Fenway. Now, they're doing this all over the place, remember. Via Universal Hub, all Boston, all the time, that's their logo. So this is not likely to be good news for individual privacy and security. First, consider the following. Many Wi-Fi projects in other cities have been marred by conflicts of interest and mishandling. Of data, that is. Users in other cities are already being charged for what they were told was going to be free access. Of course, that was a given from the beginning. Boston is among the cities planning to piggyback police, right, and other government communications onto its Mooney Wi-Fi network. This dual use for this network has the potential to bring Homeland Security dollars into the city's coffers. It's for total information network. All your data that you're going to pay for. Back with more after these messages.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Just finished an article by Mark Bard from Time Knots. And it says here, some of the equipment Boston will be using was developed with money from sources with direct ties to the intelligence community. Ad hoc networks were not created with privacy and security in mind. Rather, technology was first deployed in vineyards and parking lots. Ad hoc wireless networks are more prone to unreliable connections and speeds, which mean the folks in Mission Hill and in Boston's other poor neighborhoods will be getting less service for their money. Then it goes on to talk about how it's vulnerable to backdoor hacking, etc. But really, it's designed. See, it's already designed. It was designed before they came out with the first nonsense about it's for the public, to hack the public and monitor them. They have teams in every town and city just sitting on their Jack Duffs, staring at screens and following all your emails and what sites you're looking at and all the rest of it, and setting up sting operations. That's been shown for years on television news. But to the general public, they always follow the meat. What's going to be free? It's going to be free. They'll sell their souls if it's free. If it's a free, supposedly, flu shot or anything else, they'll run to get it. What can you do? What can you do? Can't stop them. And here's one from SFGate to do with California. Tiburon may install license plate cameras July the 10th, 2009. It says, your presence has been noted. The posh and picturesque town that juts into San Francisco Bay is poised to do something unprecedented. Use cameras to record the license plate numbers of every vehicle that crosses city limits. Some residents describe the plan as a common-sense way to thwart thieves, most of whom come from out of town. Others see an electronic border gate and worry that the project will only reinforce Tiburon's image of exclusivity and snootiness. And then it goes on to what the locals think, you know, and they don't see any harm in it, and blah, blah, blah. The man in the street sort of stuff, they always give you that. They never bring the one on that says, I don't like it at all, do they? One does say it has the taint of Big Brother. No kidding. This guy's still got a chance. Tiburon's camera idea is a marriage of technology, policing, and a distinct geography. City General Peninsula, Tiburon's hillsides, homes, and waterfront shops are accessible by only two roads, etc., allowing police to point special cameras known as license plate readers at every lane that leads into and out of the town of 8,800. Now, that's how they started them off in Britain. And the cops all have these little computers in their cars now there too. And they're told to go out and hunt in packs in Britain. And they'll take cops from maybe three different areas, bring them all into one city, and they sit there like wolves. And they have all these names, like attacks and so on, just like they're in a warfare situation, like marauders and blah, blah, blah. And they can read every license plate going by the computer automatically. And as they're doing it automatically, it punches up your insurance to see if you're still up to scratch on your insurance, your various license stickers, your road tax, and all the rest of it. Everything comes up. And if something's not quite up to scratch or you're a week late in paying something, a red light goes off, and the whole pack chases you. They love hunting because they're really predators, you see. And this is what they're putting in there, you see, California, and everywhere else across the world. For this brave new world. After all, you see, we're children under socialism, and we don't know what's right for us. We need our betters to keep us all in line and train us, just like Bernays trained generations of people. They're now training us to simply obey our betters by being electronically monitored everywhere we go. And I've no doubt at all, you know, when the cloud system comes in for computers and so on, and you have no access to data unless you're allowed to have access to the data. You won't have any hard drive eventually. Eventually, that's where it's going to go. Remote servers will have all your data. And you try to send a letter to someone, and you maybe swear in it, just like that Schwarzenegger movie, you know. A little box will pop up. Or you say a politically incorrect thing. And I'll warn you of all the fines if you go ahead and send it. And I'll say, do you really want to send this? And you might be ticked off, and he says, yeah, I will send it, and off it goes, and bang, you're hit by a fine immediately. That's coming. Or you have no more access to all the data stored in the clouds that you need to have access to for yourself just to survive. So they use it as a form of punishment, you see. Guarantee you. All this has been discussed long ago, before you even heard of the internet. It's quite something. I don't know if people ever saw the movie Brazil. It's a comedy about a future scenario done years ago by Terry Gilliam, did Monty Python, a guy who was definitely in the know, where the biggest department in the world is the Ministry of Information Retrieval, because everything runs on information. It's a socialist system everywhere you go. If you need someone to come in to fix your air conditioner or your heating, they have to sign 10 different forms for the government, and so do you, and all that kind of stuff. See, that's socialism. You can't get anything unless you fill in forms, because government wants to know everything that's going on, and they have to authorize everything. 2 years ago, maybe three, in Canada, they told the guys who deliver heating oil to your homes that you'd have to hand out an official government form that you used to fill in before they were allowed to fill up your oil, in case you have to freeze to death. See, that's socialism, total control. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Alan Watts, we're cutting through the matrix. Just mentioning how socialism really, really works. It's always through stealth. You've got to understand Fabianism and study the Fabianist society to understand intergenerational penetration. That's how they wanted to take over and bring in their form of communism rather than through a direct revolution. If you have a direct revolution, there are always people with memory who will pass on what really happened and resent the system. But if you gradually infiltrate and do it intergenerationally, it becomes normal. And then you get one generation that grows up, and that's all they know, and they think it's normal. That's happened across the world, and it came in through the big foundations that are linked to the Fabian society, which is also linked to the Royal Institute for International Affairs. They're all linked to one system. They are one system, collectively, you see. They're specialized areas of it. And in the movie Brazil, as I say, they give you this future, it's all here actually, a comedy of the future where bureaucracy runs everything and everything is to do with information retrieval. That came from World War II, that whole idea. Because, you see, there was a ministry, Britain has a ministry of information, national ministry of information for the public. The information doesn't mean it's true data, it just means that's what they're going to tell the public about different topics. We really are kept in the dark all the time and treated like children. And in Brazil, because of a mistake over a guy's name, Buttle and Tuttle, the SWAT team comes through the roof as they're watching TV. They cut a hole in the ceiling and whisk this guy off. That's the last they see of him. And then the movie sort of goes on from there into this future scenario of farcical government employees and totalitarianism. Whereas they say you couldn't even get your heating fixed unless you had forms and applications, and it all went through the government's Ministry of Information. And in Canada, yep, they did put out that form, and they refused to allow the tankers to fill up your oil for heating in the winter unless you had government inspectors in, who would then say what it needed done or didn't need done. Generally, they'll always find something, obviously. And then you have to go and pay to get whatever they say is up to scratch. And then you have to pay them to come back in and re-inspect it before you get your heating oil to keep yourself alive. And, of course, if you said, you know, I need the oil, I've got to heat myself or I'll die this winter, terribly sorry, that's not our fault. And you say, well, it is your fault, you see, because I could always get the oil before. And I got the money for the oil, but I can't afford you as well on top of this oil. And you're okay. And I can't afford any upgrades according to the latest of the latest of the latest, etc. And I can't afford to bring you back in again to recertify it, you see. And they'll say, well, I can't help that, sir. I can't help that, sir. I'm only doing my job. So then you say, well, you are refusing. And so I've got to die of being frozen here. Oh, no, we're not saying that, sir. If you can just comply with this, you can survive. See, they've got in a catch-22. They don't deny you. And they will not say, we're going to kill you and freeze you to death. They just say, if you can just comply with this, then you, of course you can heat yourself, sir. That's how government does it. Coercion, you see, and in circles. That keeps them legally out of it. Well, we didn't condemn them to death by freezing. We gave them an option, you see. And I guess under eugenics, if you can't afford all that stuff, then under their way of looking at only, well, the poorest should die, shouldn't they? That makes sense, doesn't it? Eugenics. So that's how ridiculous it gets with tuttle and bustle and kidnapping and all the rest of it. And you also go into the other, see the old movie like Fahrenheit 451, a perfectly controlled society who all come to their doors when the government's van goes around with the tannoys. Come to your doors, and they all empty themselves in the gardens like good little people, all trained and well-behaved. That's the system we're going into. Here's an article that falls right in with this, you see. Falls right in with it, just like Tuttle and Buttle in the movie Brazil. Friday the 17th of July, 2009, from the Telegraph. This is from Britain. This is what happened in Britain just recently. Police closed down Facebook barbecue for 15 people. A guy was having a birthday party, right? Put it on his Facebook for his friends. When Andrew Poole organized his 30th birthday party, hardly a youngster, right? 30 years old. And posted invitations on the social networking site Facebook. He was expecting only 17 guests, including family members. This is from 16th of July, 2009. He was therefore a little surprised when 8 police officers, some dressed in body armor, arrived with a riot van and a helicopter support. Mr. Poole, a coach driver, claimed he was doing little more than lighting a barbecue for a few of his friends to celebrate as his birthday. However, police had to get right in on it and excuse themselves, feared it was to turn into a large-scale rave, one of these rave parties that teenagers have, prompted by the internet invitations. The problem with Facebook parties getting out of hand has largely been a problem for the parents of teenagers who've arrived home to find that an invitation to birthday celebrations has been accepted by a few too many guests. Mr. Poole had organized the party in a field, right? Away from everybody, in Sowton, Devon, which was owned by a friend. He said it started to rain, so we had gone in under the gazebo, and all of a sudden there was this noise in the sky. I honestly could not believe it. This thing, the helicopter, hovered over us for about 25 minutes, watching 15 people eat. They told us, through tannoy, I guess, to take down the sound system and said that everybody had got to leave. It was 4 p.m., at 30 years old, it was 4 p.m., and we had not plugged in the music. It had never been playing. They were told to shut it down, and everyone's got to leave. What effectively police did was to stop 15 people eating burgers. Mr. Poole said he spent £800 for the hire of the generator, the marquee tent, and food. He added the police had full-on camouflage trousers and body armour. It was ridiculous. I told them it was my 30th birthday, that this was a once-in-a-lifetime event, and they should not ruin it. But they kept on insisting I had advertised it as an all-night rave on the internet. He says, I created an event and 17 people were confirmed as guests. I did put the time on it as overnight, in case people want to sleep over. So 17 folk were invited, and the cops interpret that as an all-night rave party. And then you get the cops' version. Well, however, police said local residents had tipped them off. Nonsense, right? About a possible rave. That's because they're scouring the internet. They scour the stuff on Facebook. They've already said they use Facebook for information. Isn't it nice to know you've been watched in case you make a mistake? They're there to tell you. They bring helicopters to tell you you've made a mistake. The action by Devon police follows previous concerns about rave parties in other areas being advertised on internet sites. Devon and Cornwall police said the decision to shut down any rave party was not taken lightly. When these gatherings are held outside the law, they may become dangerous to those attending as fire regulations may be breached and access to such a site for emergency vehicles is limited. So they bring up the whole book, eh, to cover their asses. That's what they do. They cover their asses after they've screwed up. Loud music playing in small hours is annoying to people living nearby who will turn to the police to stop this disturbance. It's in a field in the middle of nowhere, owned by a farmer. Who was a pal of the guy who was having the party. That's the stretch from Brazil into reality that we're into today. Where folk are terrified, to even have a party anymore, without guys abseiling down lines from the sky, from helicopters. For a few people having a birthday party and eating hamburgers. That's what socialism comes to, always. It's a totalitarian system. It's nothing to do about helping the people at the bottom. At all. It's an elitist system where a selective few who are all on board with the same eugenics and grandiose delusions of themselves is somehow more perfected than the rest, have the right to rule the lessers. That's what it really is. That's what it really is. I'll put these links up to see on my site at the end of the show. Now, here's one here. It's interesting because it ties in with so many phrases. I've talked about phrases so often, slogans and catchphrases that the elites use amongst themselves and to the public. It was like Bush with his 1,000 points of light, meaning the NGOs and the foundations that back them would run the world. That's actually been admitted to now, by the way, in a big player's book, and I won't mention it just yet. I'll read a bit of it on the air next week, maybe. But this article here is from, of all places, it's the Hindu, India's national newspaper. Last week I mentioned about the economic forum for the Americas taking place in Canada here. And most folk, you know, don't know anything about it and they don't care. But this is all to do with the integration of the Americas. And I've mentioned, too, that on that site, it's on my website, you go into it and read the whole report, because you see things that astound you. How many countries in South or Latin America they've actually brought in to this union. It's going to be borderless, by the way. And I've actually got the data here from Hillary Clinton talking about the borderless system. They always tell their own members one thing. This is a speech from the CFR, by the way, she was giving it. They always talk about what they're really bringing in, and then they tell the public an opposite story. So here's from the Hindu. Now, one of the first countries to come in after Mexico, Canada, Mexico, the U.S., was Chile. And in fact, in Chile, they're making them the breadbasket of the world. They have been, since the free trade negotiations, the precursor of NAFTA. And the big Monsantos and the big boys and Adam Ikram Adam, because it's from the earth, isn't it? They're taking over the soil, Archer Daniels Midlands and company. They're all down there with their GMO stuff. So here's the head, the president of Chile, giving a speech over in India. And he goes on about the current economic crisis cannot be excused to postpone international mobilization of funds, money. See, we're in a crisis and all that, to halt climate change. So you'll hear them all saying the same thing. Mr. Brown said the same thing in his speech at the G20 with the New World Order, he called it. That's Economic Forum for the Americas. Also, on the front page, it's called the New World Order, and it's all in green background. Really wonderful. So here's a Chilean president, all part of the same stuff. Regardless of the crisis that are all coming along and plagues and blah, 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 it says, and economic depressions, it says, they can't stop the funds to halt climate change. That's got to keep ahead. At a meeting organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry, Mr. Bachelet emphasized the importance of addressing climate change, listing the economic crisis and global warming as the most pressing challenges today. She said, the key to tackle global warming was to take the short-term approaches taken until now. Now, here's the key phrase, you see. You've heard it already from others, from the CFR. The crisis should be seen as an opportunity for a new global environment agreement. That's exactly what Hillary said, too. The crisis should be seen as an opportunity. That's a standard Council on Foreign Relations. For a new global environment agreement that would lay the foundation, for a low-emission global economy that would ensure lasting prosperity. I wonder for whom? We will be in a position to make a historical leap towards sustainable human activity. Standards, Council on Foreign Relations. Prattle, you see. So regardless how bad it gets, no, this is a must-be. And Hillary said the same thing. Did the same thing. With the same thing after 9/11, in a speech to the CFR by John Kerry, I think it was. And it might be, I think it was John Kerry, but at least he said the same thing. He says, we must take this disaster, this crisis, and turn it to our advantage. They're always doing this. Which makes you wonder if they're behind the crisis in the first place. After all, how would you get to your goal unless something like this happens, you see? Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. Hillary's address was to it was July the 15th, 2009, at the Council on Foreign Relations branch in New York City. Then she was through her usual stuff, and they're congratulating each other and all the rest of it. And it says here, she was talking about all the crises. It seems like a wise, but the international agenda today is unforgiving. Two wars, conflict in the Middle East, ongoing threats of violent extremism and nuclear proliferation, global recession, climate change again, hunger and disease, and a widening gap between the rich and the poor. Well, she'll know all about that, eh? All of these challenges affect America's security and prosperity, and they all threaten global stability and progress. But they're not reason to despair about the future. And then she was on about the different things and so on, and how these are all challenges. See, challenges. I think it was only about 2 months ago she gave a similar speech, and she said the same thing. We can use this to our advantage to get this through and that through in the global warming issue too and so on. They always use that to their advantage. Isn't that amazing? Oh, it's just wonderful, eh? Just wonderful. But it's ongoing. And as that speech was given July the 17th, the Council on Foreign Relations. Council on Foreign Relations are private, and she even mentions the fact, too, we in government often go for advice to their policy-making, you know, departments. They make policies for governments. They are the parallel government for the U.S. They always have been. Professor Carl Quigley was their official historian, and he said so in his own books. No one votes them in, folks. No one, folks, votes them in. Here's how things start off. They always start off with a good reason to the public. It's something, as long as it's at least 3% plausible, we'll believe it, rather than believe, oh my God, it can't really be nasty people doing this. 3% plausibility. So there's always a good reason, plausible, and then there's a real reason, as Colonel Mandelhouse said. to President Wilson. It says, is tougher airport screening going too far? This is July the 2nd, 2009. It says, the Transportation Security Administration has moved beyond just checking for weapons and explosives. Now, that was their initial mandate across the world, right? For airports and so on. It's now training airport screeners to spot anything suspicious and then honouring them when searches lead to arrests for crimes like drug possession and credit card fraud. It's gone into all fields, you see. They check everything about you. But two court cases in the past month questions whether TSA searches, which the agency says have broadened to allow screeners to use more judgment, have been going too far. A federal judge in June threw out seizure of three fake passports from a traveller, saying that TSA screeners violated his Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable search and seizure. Congress authorizes the TSA to search travelers for weapons and explosives. Beyond that, the agency is overstepping its bounds, U.S. District Court Judge Algernon El-Mobley said today. So there you go. But they always creep, creeping. Always. Back after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watts. We're cutting through the matrix. And just before I go to a caller, I'm going to mention that I'll have to put another link up. I've read so many articles that get pulled by mainstream right after I've read them. There's the one about the eater, the machine that the military is getting made that can live off all kinds of fuel and organic material, including people and bodies. And I still have the original article here. But it's been changed. And they've actually said all kinds of vegetable matter. Sort of skipped it. It's become vegetarian. this military robot, suddenly vegetarian, has gone green. But that's what happens after you read these things and draw attention to them. They scurry. And just like Orwell's memory hole is gone. Now we'll go to the phones, and it's Jared from New Zealand there. There, Jared.
G'day. How are you?
Yes.
There's been some amazing stories on the media this week, but on our TV One website, I noticed that there's a story about JP Morgan and Chase & Co. have announced that they've forecasted that they're going to have record profits this year.
Yeah.
And another story from Goldman Sachs, too, that their profits have surged this year. So.
Yeah, they're handing out, I think, $9 billion distributing to top managers with so many millions of dollars each for a bonus, yeah.
Yeah, it's unreal, isn't it?
It's your boss business as usual, eh?
Yeah, they're doing well.
They never lose. I mean, the public gets screwed twice.
Yeah.
You get screwed by all the money vanishing, supposedly money heaven, and then you bail them out, and they're right back at it, dishing out all this loot, yeah.
Yeah, a few months later, yeah. Oh, well, that's all I rang to say anyway.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling. It's astonishing. I've got three or four articles here from various newspapers, and the big stink in Britain was the Royal Bank of Scotland, that's actually 70% owned now by the government. And they've just handed the chairman some massive multi-million pound salary and bonus after they bailed them out. They love just to... You see, at the top, it's always been like this. It's piracy at the top. It's a big club of pirates. And governments are part of it, you see. They're the intermediary between the public and their bosses. And their job is to make sure that those at the top still are in command of their ships by having resources of the world at their disposal, all of the cash, all of the loot. And the politicians simply are the managerial class. They do what they're told, implement the order that the big boys at the top have said to put in, the upgraded order from one age to the next. And then they have their parallel government working along with them by the big foundations, also owned by the big bankers, the big captains of industry, the pirates of industry, to make sure that the new system they bring in is the one that they design as well. Government doesn't make changes in anything. All government does is soak the public for the taxes to build all the stuff to make the future happen for the elite. The elite don't spend their money bringing in a new world order. Never have, never will. Always use the taxpayer. That's what they're for. That's what the herd is for, right? If you eat sheep, you want to fleece them. That's what you use sheep for. You fleece the sheep. And then you eat them for mutton, you see. You eat them. That's our job. And we're told fairy stories about reality and for reasons for things like putting cameras everywhere and so on. It's for your safety. God, in honor to you, you're just dumb, silly animals. Experts will guide you in the future. A world of experts, Lord Bertrand Russell. It's happened, folks. From Hamish, myself in Ontario, Canada, where it's been pouring all summer, thanks to all the chemtrails and sprays, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet